going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good to have you with us. Final hour of power right here on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll take you up till 4. Craig Hoffman is at Commandland in Ashburn, where he's doing his show. I'm sure he'll have an interview or two along the way as well. Practice right during the middle of this show, so can't really be there. We can't broadcast from the field, so kind of stuck by bad timing. Hopefully training camp will be back in the mornings at 9 a.m. so I can go to some of those, if not a bunch of those, and bring you some insights and, of course, some interviews. So the big story that we've been talking about today is Terry McLaurin. No surprise at all. Like literally people are like, whoa. He did this 3 years ago. We pointed it out then. Nobody cared then. You should care. It's not that it's no big deal. It's not a significant thing in terms of whether it's going to affect, A, whether Terry gets a contract, B, how Terry plays, C, his view by the fan base, the locker room, the coaching staff, the building, what have you. This is just the way it is in professional sports in 2025, and it has been this way for a while. Again, we see others around the league, Trey Hendrickson, TJ Watt, all under contract like Terry, holding out. And yes, I do kind of consider this a holdout because it's mandatory. It's not the same exact level as training camp. I will be more concerned than I am now, just like I'm more concerned this week than I was last week. I will have an extra level of concern in late July if we're still here. But also, I would remind you of this. Everybody that is going to tell you nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, nothing to think about, they got the deal done in late June last year, the same thing will happen. Mm-mm. Maybe. But those were completely different people. And Terry's got a lot more leverage. And Terry's 3 years older. There's a huge difference. A massive difference between last time and this time. Anybody telling you that it's the same? I'll be nice. It is not paying attention. It's not the same. Not the same in any way. The other thing that we've been talking about is comparing Jaden Daniels as Bart Scott did to Lamar Jackson. Okay, fine. We've heard that before. Even though I think, again, Jaden Daniels is a much better passer coming into the NFL and through his rookie year than Lamar ever was. But more taking it from a standpoint of Lamar has played 7 years and it's been great. He's won two NFL MVPs. Some people think he was robbed of a third. He's won what? Two playoff games or one? I can't remember if it's two or one. I think it's two now. Yeah, two. Because they smoked Pittsburgh and they won another playoff game on their way to the AFC Championship game against Houston. So he's won a couple of playoff games. But by and large, he hasn't played great in the playoffs. We all know that. It's not the sole reason why they've lost. I'm just pointing out facts. What, he's won 6 playoff games?
Yeah, it says he played 1 in 2018, 1 in 2019.
No, not played, won, won.
Yeah, that's what
like
I'm saying.
He's won 6 playoff games?
So it says here he played 2 games in 2020, so you had to win one of those games. You played 2 in 2023.
No, Lamar has...
And then 2024, he just played 2.
Right.
So you have to...
Well, he's played 8 career playoff games. He's 3-5 as a starter.
Yeah, so he's won 3.
My bad. I forgot about 1. All right. My bad. And won 8. He's won 3. Fine. 3-5 is still not good, whatever way you slice it.
No.
The point being is, again, if Jaden were to do essentially a replica of Lamar, 7 years, 2 times NFL MVP or something close to that, maybe it's 1 year, 1 time NFL MVP and then a should be, and he was robbed. If that happens, but no Super Bowl appearances, not Super Bowl wins, I'm just talking about Super Bowl appearances because, to be fair, Lamar Jackson hasn't even made it to a Super Bowl. Nor have the Ravens, or with the Ravens. How will Jaden's image be viewed, or act, or accomplishments be viewed? I think a lot of people locally would be, hey man, Jaden's our guy, he's our dude, he's our stud, he's our leader, he's our this, he's our that. And it won't matter that he's making $75 million a year or whatever. A lot of people will be totally fine with it. But there is going to be, if this happens, there is going to be a lot of pressure on Jaden Daniels. There is going to be some, if not a good amount, of criticism if his career mirrors Lamar Jackson. And I think play style, certainly there are similarities, but I don't think they're similar. And yes, I think Jaden Daniels is way more advanced as a passer than Lamar Jackson or even Josh Allen was after 1 year. Coming in and after 1 year. I don't know if that's the simulator thing. I don't know. But Jaden just is, period. But I still think, right? And I had a bunch of guys mention Dan Marino because I said, well, there's a difference between great and elite. You got to win a championship. Yes, there's, again, as always, there's exceptions to the rule. I would allow that Dan Marino was probably elite. But I can't put him in the same category as Tom Brady, as Joe Montana. I can't. Now, could I put him ahead of Terry Bradshaw? Yeah, I probably could, even though Terry Bradshaw had 4 Super Bowl championships. Because Dan Marino was that kind of passer, was that kind of quarterback. And Terry Bradshaw won championships because of a great defense and a great running game. Not because he was great. Does that make sense? I do think there are differences, and as I always say, nuance and context. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to our guy Chris in Damascus. Also, we haven't gotten into it. The Nats take on the Mets starting tonight at Citi Field. Mackenzie Gore, boy, do they need a big pitching performance to get the road trip, which is only a 3-game road trip, but to get the series started in the right direction and after the last 2 losses over the weekend to the Rangers. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing good. Hope you're feeling better, Chris.
Little bit. Getting there. This if it ever stops raining, I'll be better.
Well,
but anyway,
yeah, I hear you.
You just said the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You
can't compare Terry Bradshaw to Jaden Daniels.
Well, I didn't say that. I was comparing Terry Bradshaw who's won four Super Bowls to Dan Marino.
Yeah, and you can't compare that as well. Terry Bradshaw was a badass quarterback.
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. Yeah. Was he as good of a quarterback as Dan Marino?
Before your time, a little before your time. But no, he took hits. He took runs. He played. He was a tough. Terry Bradshaw was a. It wasn't the passing league that it is.
I understand
now.
That. I understand that. And that's the nuance. That's the context. But I guess what I'm saying is, and you're right. It was a little bit before. He played when I was a young kid, so I saw him a little bit in his later years, obviously. But I'm not suggesting Terry Bradshaw wasn't tough, wasn't a competitor, wasn't a winner, wasn't a champion, all of that. But you look at some of the numbers, right? And it's just some of the numbers. And sometimes they lack context, right? I mean, he had 24 interceptions in his rookie year. Granted, his rookie year. Okay, 24 interceptions in 13 games. He had six touchdown passes, okay? You look further in his career, his fourth year, 10 touchdown passes to 15 interceptions, 17 touchdown passes to 19 interceptions in 1977. I mean, you can go on and on and on, and I know statistics don't always tell you everything, but
Terry Bradshaw was clutch, and you could count on him.
I didn't say he wasn't clutch.
I got 10 years on you, so I'm 60 or 50. But so I saw all the 70s. My favorite team was the Rams, kind of back then. Believe it or not, couldn't beat the damn Vikings. But the Pittsburgh Steelers were, and Terry Bradshaw, and they were defense mostly. But Terry Bradshaw was a special quarterback, and he deserves his respect. Dan Marino was great with Mark Duper and Clayton or whatever, though, for a year, though, and you know they worked that out. But anyway, comparing Jaden Daniels to Lamar Jackson, no, Lamar is way up, and you know, we can't put a newbie into the dating game, if you wish. Well, against Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's good and just hasn't
trying to compare the two side by side. I mean, I need to point out, again, for anybody just joining the conversation, Bart Scott said this. I didn't say that. Bart Scott said it. I just asked the question, hey, looking ahead.
Baltimore, dude.
Well, I'm just saying.
I got you, and I love Baltimore. I will always support Baltimore. They're our neighbor, and I'm not one of those haters, especially because I'm a baseball guy. And Baltimore was my team for 35 years when Washington was dark. And you did touch on it real quick there with the game tonight. I think if we can do a little bit with Mackenzie Gore and a big game against the division leader, I'm anticipating it. I hope it goes well. They called up Shapiro. So it's what do they call it? Moving time. It's time to make a move, and if you can take down the leader, then that's most important. And as far as McLaurin goes, I am disappointed. I'm disappointed. I mean, he could just show up. He is a newlywed, though, but I think he could show up. I don't see why he couldn't have done that. I'm a little disappointed in that regard, but I'm not angry or anything. But I think that would have shown part of the kind of built the culture. You know, we got a good culture, and part of that is being the brotherhood, right? And Terry, I think, should.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with you. I would much rather Terry be there and not participate than not be there at all.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
Is.
All right.
Everybody handles. Yeah, everybody handles it differently. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Everybody handles it a little bit differently, right? Deron Payne, I've mentioned this a couple of times, when he was in a contract situation before he got his big extension, he would show up for individuals And he would go through the early paces of practice, loosening up, conditioning, whatever. And as soon as they went to team drills, he would shut it down. And he would walk off. Everybody handles it a little bit differently. That does not mean, again, that I am sitting here clapping and cheering Terry McLaurin on. I am not. I'm not mad, but I am not clapping and cheering Terry McLaurin on for this stance. As Chris pointed out, I'd rather him be there and not participate than not be there at all. But he's got to do what he's got to do. I think he's earned a lot of leniency. And until it becomes a real problem, I'll approach with caution. I'm kind of like the WWE Money in the Bank winner, Trinity. What's her name? Is it Trinity Fatu? That's her real name. I forgot her name. What her?
I wish I could help you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help me with this one. I probably shouldn't have said it, but anyway, proceed with caution. That's her thing. She wears like caution tape on her on her outfit. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you her real name, and I just can't think of for whatever reason.
So it's just to give you some time to like look for it, and also kind of
Naomi. Naomi is her screen name. Her real name is Trinity Fatu.
Yeah. So me and Brian were talking before, when we were first started this topic. Like, this is entering the last year of McLaurin's contract.
It is. Yep.
I'm surprised that this hasn't gotten done, and it for me it leads me to believe that one of these two is far off. Either McLaurin is asking way more for his price, which I don't believe, just what we've seen from Terry and how he's presented himself, he doesn't seem like somebody who's going to ask for a crazy amount, or the Commanders are being stingy and not getting anywhere close to this price. Because I think if you look at, I understand two different positions, different circumstances, different teams, different organizations, but Micah showed up. He's also entering the last year of his contract. Yeah. So I think, and again, some of this is speculation, also very surprised, but I think that if they were close, Terry would be there.
Well,
that's one point.
If they were close.
If they were close, that's one point.
Maybe it's a goodwill gesture, yes.
Yeah, that's one point. And then secondly,
which suggests that they're not really close.
Yeah. Secondly, I'm surprised that this deal is still up in the air.
I'm not surprised at all. If you think about everything that we've discussed on this particular issue over the last week and a half, again, I'm telling you that Terry has to be asking for at least $33 million per year. And the Commanders have to be thinking, hey, man, you're not 27 years old anymore.
But then in my mind, like, you look at that number and you're like, okay, let's get this done. Because we just saw
from a Commander's perspective or
yes,
from a Terry perspective?
From the Commander's perspective. And okay. even if
But if you say that, see, here's another mistake that people make.
Yeah.
If the Commanders ideally would like to pay Terry $30 million as opposed to $33 million, or maybe he's asking for $34, $35, which is puts him at 34 CD Lamb's number, 35 puts him at Justin Jefferson's number, right? If he's asking for that and say the Commanders are asking for 30, the easy answer is to split the difference and go 32.5. Just like use that as an example. But then there's structure. Then there's years. Again, 3 years versus 4 years. I would assume the Commanders want a shorter term and then more voidable years. I would assume maybe Terry wants a fourth year as part of the contract, which means more overall money, structure, this, that, and the other thing. So we say, well, just get it done. If the Commanders are offering, let's just say, $30 million, and Terry wants to settle at $33 million, people say, well, what's the difference? It's just $3
million. $3 million over a different amount of years, and then they also structure contracts where it's like, I can back pay you,
right?
Just
on the surface, right?
Yeah.
If it's a four-year extension, it's $12 million. That's the difference, right? And certainly it could be wildly different when it comes to actual cap numbers and structure.
Yeah.
My point is it's not nothing is the gap. And that's why this hasn't gotten done. But there also isn't, it seems like, maybe from Adam Peters, now that the market has been set and defined with Ja'Marr Chase at 40, with Justin Jefferson at 35 and probably not getting an extension anytime soon, and DK Metcalf's deal done, and CeeDee Lamb's deal done, it seems like there's no tremendous urgency to just pay Terry whatever he wants or whatever he's asked. And maybe Terry's being unfair. Maybe Terry's asking for 37.
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, I mean, that's also plausible, and that's why I'm like, I preference this with that. Like, that it could also be that, but I'm less likely to believe that because of who Terry has been. And even when he took the last deal, I think, in my opinion, he took a little bit of a, like, he could have gotten more out of that deal.
Sure, but remember, while he was younger, he was also in the midst of a four-year run in which he was averaging 4.5 touchdowns per year.
Yeah.
This year, he had 13 regular season touchdowns and three more, one in each playoff game. So 16. So there's a huge difference in Terry's leverage point. Now, what hurts him, what gave him leverage is that. Mm-hmm. What hurts him is what he had last time, which is, hey, man, I'm only 27.
Yeah.
Now I'm 30, or I'm going to be 30. And 31, theoretically, by the time the extension kicks in, unless they rip up the final year and just do a straight-up four-year deal with the final year being basically ripped up or absorbed or however they do that. There's all sorts of different machinations to this. Again, I never thought it was going to be an easy deal. I never thought it was going to be an easy contract to negotiate. People that say that don't think of nuance and context. Yeah. They just don't. They just think everything is going to be the same way it was, or everything is going to be a snap of a finger and a walk in the park. I would agree with you that if there is a side that has to give in a little bit more and get this done, it's, to your point, the Commanders. The Commanders are not the team with not the side with leverage here.
Mm-mm.
Terry McLaurin's got the leverage.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say real quick, I know we got to get to one, but Drake London is supposedly up for
it. Oh, Drake London is.
And Garrett, yeah. And Garrett Wilson. So
okay, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Before you go and make any appointment, is Drake London or Garrett Wilson more than $35 million per year players?
No, but if they get to 30, the numbers are never going down.
I agree.
The numbers are never going down.
Well, to your point, if they get to 34, which is CeeDee Lamb's number?
Yeah.
Then Terry looks around and says, wait a second, I'm better than Drake.
It's going up.
Wait a second, I'm better than Garrett Wilson.
And he just, and again, Terry just had a fantastic year.
He had the year, what they commonly call a career year. He had more than double the amount of touchdowns that he ever had. When you combine the regular season and postseason. When you just look at the regular season, he was one touchdown shy of doubling his career single season high, which was his rookie year, which was not with good quarterbacks and with Jay Gruden getting fired five games in. And yet he had seven, but he hadn't come close to that in 2020, 21, 22, 23 until 24. Anyway, we'll get more of your reaction after this. That's the two main topics of today. We'll get into some other things tomorrow that I've built up that I haven't gotten to. We will have another day of mini camp. Also, I want to play some Dan Quinn. We have a couple of cuts from Dan Quinn. We'll do that next on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of Kendrick Lamar today, huh? You're on one. Hey, Mac, after your four-day weekend vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work in y'all in here somewhere. I couldn't figure out how to.
Hey, I'm sorry I was a little bit late, but Anthony Haney was abusing me. He was trying to prevent me from doing the radio show.
I would do no such thing, Chris.
It's not what the evidence would suggest. The preponderance of the evidence. The preponderance of the evidence.
You've never heard the word y'all?
No. No, that's not correct. AMAC, represent fairly.
Okay, speak for yourself. Go ahead.
There's a quote from a Cincinnati Bengals beat reporter about Shamar Stewart, the rookie out of Texas A&M, who you might remember on your show. I said, that's the guy I wanted here with the Washington Commanders. Well, he's in a contract stalemate with the Bengals. He didn't get a contract done, mandatory minicamp, whatever. So basically he came out and he, in the quote, said, y'all, I think four times in one answer, and referring to the Bengals management. And I was reading the quote live on the air, not trying to be a jerk by any means. I was struggling to say y'all because I've never seen it in a quote like that. I've never seen it laid out like that. So it was Y apostrophe A-L-L. I've just never seen it like that. I've seen, I think, Y apostrophe A-L. I think I've seen that, but I just haven't seen it laid out like that. So AMAC and Paulie were making fun of me because they thought I was making fun of him and butchering the pronunciation.
I was just shocked more so. I didn't think you were making fun. It seemed genuine because it happened like you said, it was plenty of times within that quote that it was used.
Yeah.
And you pronounced it weird like four times.
I may have pronounced it a little bit weird. Again, I'm an old man. I don't see things the same exact way as Shamar Stewart. He's a young buck. He's talented. He's rich. I'm not. I'm not talented either, as I'm often reminded.
No, you're you know what we call you around this office. You're at least talented at one thing, Rooster. And the nickname grew. Do you want to tell our audience what the nickname has turned into today?
I love how you guys have just created this false narrative. You know, that I'm a woman stealer. I love this. I mean, with zero evidence. Zero. I don't even know how this started. And you guys make fun of me for saying y'all?
Do you know what y'all is short for?
You all.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah, and that's how I say. I say you all. You all over there are making fun of me.
Y'all, man. Y'all, some slang.
I don't even know how I was saying it. AMAC, you should go back and you should cut up how I was saying it live before you corrected me and made me aware that it was Y apostrophe, an apostrophe, A-L-L, was y'all, instead of how I was saying it. I think I was saying it maybe Y all. I don't know how I was saying it. I don't even remember at this point. But I think if you want to really make fun of me, you should probably do that and have some fun. Now, as far as you, Haney, you made me late for my segment. You were trying to interrogate me. You were trying to harass me. You were trying to keep me from being a professional. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that.
I have never been accused of such a thing. So for you to accuse me of this sounds so crazy. I myself have been attacked by Brian Mitchell himself. But outside of that, I have never attacked anyone or been attacked by anyone else.
That's interesting. I have never attacked anybody ever in my life as well, then.
You can't even say that with a straight face. Look, you're smiling over there right now. The audience can't see you, but I do.
Oh, well, the audience can't see me because we're the only show around here not on video.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. No.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, by the way, there are... So I missed the Dan. Did you play a Dan Quitt coming back or no?
No, I did not.
You did not because Anthony was distracting me and being unprofessional.
Let's get into another. Or
yeah, let's do it. Let's do a cut right here, right now. Dealer's choice. And I'm going to respond and then we'll do the trending alert and then we'll come back and wrap it up with more Dan Quinn and maybe squeeze in a final phone call.
Obviously, Terry not here. How does that affect you guys just in terms of planning these sessions, and is there at all any concern that it could affect the offense as a whole down the road as they really build that rapport together?
Sure. And the good news is lots of rapport has been built. And so those are all the times and, you know, hours and hours upon doing that. Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, you know, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, you know, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
All right, that is Dan Quinn with Nikki Giavalla there, as you heard. It does not sound like Dan Quinn is all that concerned. And, again, the level of concern is moderate on my end, mild, but it is elevated from last week, and yours should be as well. And then we'll see. We'll see what happens. But just because it happened 3 years ago doesn't mean it will happen again. Doesn't mean it won't, but doesn't mean it will. And remember, a deal could be done tomorrow. A deal could be done a month from now. A deal could be done 2 months from now. And maybe Terry holds out for the first, I don't know, 10 days of training camp. I'm sure there'll be a lot of relief at the point in which he settles for whatever the numbers are, and bygones will be bygones. But I would be willing to bet if it's 7 to 10 days of training camp and he's holding out, I would be willing to bet some people turn on Terry. I would be willing to bet that. And certainly, at that point, if you're not concerned at all, if you're not acknowledging any level of concern or reasonable frustration, certainly I think the tide will have turned at that point. And that would be frustrating, sad, that it came down to that. You hope that you can just erase that, but not a guarantee that you can. All right, we'll take a timeout. Trending alert time right here, right now on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as we mentioned, Terry McLaurin not at practice today. We've talked about that, but Marshawn Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil were also not at practice today. Excuse for a personal reason, Bobby Wagner is expected to return tomorrow, according to reporters with boots on the ground. Craig Hoffman coming up with his show live from Ashburn, as he will take you through everything that he saw. As far as James Cook, the Buffalo Bills starting running back, he did report for mandatory minicamp. Unclear as to how much he's going to participate, but said when asked by the media about his situation, he said, quote, "I like my money. That's why I'm here." He did plan to fully participate in training camp in late July, for whatever that's worth. In addition to Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson and T.J. Watt of the Bengals and the Steelers, respectively, also holding out under contract from mandatory minicamp around the NFL. And Shamar Stewart, who we've talked about, first-round pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, certainly not happy with Bengals management as he hasn't gotten a contract done in time as the first round pick in order to participate in this week's mandatory minicamp. He says, quote, "I'm 100% right," and he criticized Bengals management. Tonight, the Nats get a big series started at Citi Field in New York. It is Mackenzie Gore pitching for Washington. He was terrific his last time out. Griffin Canning for the Mets. 7:10 first pitch, 6:40. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler have you pregame over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think it's why, you know, like, you know, that we all have, you know, people that can help on that side. So I can have the relationship as the coach and the ball player and the man. And so, yeah, just keep a cool head about it and, you know, keep communication up. I think the main thing, like, expect the expected. Sometimes the business and football can get contentious and difficult, but it never has to be with the people that are inside the locker room and doing that. And so I've learned that, yeah, through the years, and easy advice to follow.
All right, expect the expected. Keep the main thing the main thing. Be where your feet are. All of those coaching cliches. But Dan Quinn, earlier today with reporters at Commandland in Ashburn, basically saying, listen, the business of football is the business of football. And certainly it is a very, very, very important thing. But there's no reason for Dan Quinn to be mad at Terry McLaurin. No reason to treat him any differently. He has been there some. Clearly not there now. Clearly wasn't there last week. Unless he's hiding incognito in the building. And nobody's leaking that part out, which they would. I mean, I don't know why they would do that, but whatever. And it is what it is. And I would imagine Dan Quinn, like after a week of questions in training camp, if Terry's still holding out, would get maybe a little bit frustrated. But not now. No reason to now. No reason to now. All right, let's get to Lou. Where are we here? If I could get my thing to work here. Hello, Lou. How are you?
What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
What's up, Lou?
Not much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm Team Terry, man. I mean, the guy's been durable ever since he got here, so I think he deserves every penny he's asking for. I mean, he's a top five receiver. I know some might disagree, but to me, I think, you know, I mean, if you put a lead quarterback with him, I mean, the guy, he could put up a number just like the guy from Cincinnati who's the number one, I guess, highest paid receiver right now. So, I mean, I know the age might be a little concern for the team and organization, but I mean, just give him 3 or 4 years and you know, plus the caps, you know, the cap is going to keep growing. So I just don't see why that be an issue for them to extend him. And that's the only
reason why when people say, well, the cap just keeps going up. Yes, the cap keeps going up, but you got to, so does every other position and every other ask and every other premium free agent or guy that's 1 year away from getting a new like the cost never goes down. I think AMAC said it earlier in the show, and I've said that a million times too over the years. The cost never goes down. So when everybody says, well, the cap keeps going up so you can just pay them whatever you want, that's not true. Like, there's a give and take to this. I think the Commanders should absolutely pay Terry McLaurin. I think they should pay him about $33 million a year. I might be high, a little high on that. It might be 32. That might be more accurate, more fair to both sides. But if it's 33, am I going to lose my mind? Absolutely not. If they're asking to pay Terry 28, I think that's a, I don't think that's a good ask.
Like I said, you know, his durability and everything everything he's done since he got here, I think that should speak for itself. And whatever he's asking, I don't know the numbers, you know, they working on that behind, you know, closed door. But like I say, man, he's a true risk. And so, yeah, just play that man. You know, there's no way around it. And if you want to go to the Super Bowl, is with him. And, you know, I don't see any other receiver that's going to come in and try to take us to the, you know, to the Super Bowl without, I mean, having that top receiver, which he is. He's a top five receivers. I know you might disagree, but, yeah, that's what I think of all him. So
okay. I got you, Lou.
You,
thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right. Let's do this. Before we take a final timeout, why don't we spend a few minutes with our colleague and pal, Craig Hoffman, who's coming to you live from Commanders Park in Ashburn, where he took in day one of mandatory minicamp. Craig, I assume you can hear me. How are you?
No, Chris, I can't hear you at all. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
Obviously, I can. Otherwise, I couldn't respond. See, that was a funny radio joke. I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing good. Obviously, the number one story is Terry. We'll get there in a sec. Big picture takeaway from today. Was there anything that really stood out to you that made you go, oh, okay, that's good, that's different, that's bad? Anything positive or negative?
Nothing crazy. I mean, it's as you've been to a bunch of these, like it's spring football practice. Like there's just only so much you can really take out of these types of deals. And I think, you know, the offense looks pretty good, you know, as it's designed to in a lot of these drills, like your 7-on-7s and your things like that are kind of designed for the offense to win. And, you know, they had a bunch. There's like one play particular today where you might have seen reports of it on social media that Jaden found Debo in a 7-on-7 for a touchdown. And, you know, there also you have Ken Norton Jr., the linebacker's coach, after the play yelling that you had 6 seconds, like that play is dead. That's fake. And that's kind of what spring practice is you have Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, who showed great burst and acceleration on a long touchdown run. Except for the fact that it only happened because there was a holding penalty. So, like, it's a lot of that kind of stuff where it's really hard to try to tell, you know, who's thriving, who's, you know, getting away with something, you know, how hard, what's the drill design. But, like, I think that, you know, some of the individuals, guys like Kroski Merritt, for instance, shows a really nice burst. You love that. Debo went up the ladder to get that touchdown pass. Like, that's good. Jaden's keeping the play alive. Like, that's good. So there's, like, these little things, but it's hard to draw any large conclusions.
Yeah, a little nuanced, little nuggets, and you take it all in the proper perspective, which I know you just said as you described it, and I know you will. No reason to get it all crazy. Is there anything we can tell by the way they're lining up about usage, say in the secondary specifically, with Lattimore back today? And I don't know how much he did, but I did see a picture of him actually on the field. Is there anything that you can identify and say, okay, in all likelihood, the starting nickel would be this and how it would look?
I mean, I think the starting nickel is going to be Mikey, but, you know, he played some in, some out, and you know, Lattimore was outside as the cornerback one, but he took what I call a Bobby Wagner amount of reps. Bobby, by the way, missed today with a personal thing. He's everything's fine. He'll be back tomorrow. But, like, you know, Bobby throughout the spring has taken, like, 2 to 4 reps with the ones, and then he watches the rest of the period. And the rest of the ones come back out for more reps later, and he doesn't really join them. So, like, Lattimore was definitely getting worked into the rotation today. Amos was behind him as CB2, or as just, you know, CB3, if you want to look at it that way. Like, he was backing up Lattimore. I think when we get to the regular season, that's going to change. I think it'll be Amos on one side, Lattimore on the other. And there might have even been at one point. It's hard, you know, unless you're paying attention to that specific thing. But Mikey has been consistently in the slot for most of the one reps throughout this entire spring, being here a couple of weeks now. And I think that is how that's going to play out. I think it's then a cross-training him just in case on the outside to keep that skill set fresh. It's guys like Jonathan Jones being able to play inside and outside. And then it's, you know, down the roster. Like, Noah Igbinoghene was opposite of Lattimore on a couple of plays today.
Right. And he can play inside and outside as well,
like,
obviously.
He can, but I think they prefer him play neither. So, like, it's just, you know, like Andrew Wiley, for instance, you asked about the secondary. Wiley started at left tackle today. Mm. Why? Because Tunsil was doing work on the side.
Right.
That was just easier for them to do than, say, having Trent Scott do it. And then, you know, they want Trent Scott working with the twos to get a little camaraderie there. Like, they mix this stuff up so often, it's hard to have any declarative statement about how they'll even open training camp, nevertheless, the regular season.
Sure. No, I understand. Craig Hoffman's coming up. He'll have his show live from Ashburn Command Land in Ashburn starting at 4 o'clock, or 402 probably. sorry, Greg. I'll try and get out and shut up. One more thing for you. Again, hard to tell these things, but just general feel. Is the Terry McLaurin thing a big concern, big worry? It didn't sound like it from Dan Quinn. We played a couple of the cuts, at least from the head coach's perspective. I can't imagine any of his teammates that you got a chance to talk to or upset. I mean, I think it's a little bit bigger than last week, and maybe it'll be a little bit bigger when we get to training camp if he chooses to hold out. But it's not a big deal at this point, correct?
No, I agree. I mean, he's missing some practices in an off season where he knows what he's doing. He knows the system. They know him. There's a high level of trust there. I just hope that, like, there's no hard feelings when this ultimately gets done, because I do think it's going to get done. Training camp is when it starts to be like, okay, hey, like, we're all in, and we're trying to build this brotherhood, nevertheless, an offense, and we're trying to be sharp and, you know, have everything I's dotted, T's crossed. Like, that is when things get a little hairier. You know, Terry, I still think we'll be fine. I think the offense will be fine. But you just want to have that rhythm of, like, how do he and Debo play together in certain route concepts and all those kinds of, like, little things that, that just add up over time. And, you know, last year I think they were able to maximize because no stone was left unturned. And getting him in by training camp is important. But, you know, getting him in, whether, if that deal gets done in the middle of July, it's extra airtime for us to talk about it. And other than that, there's no real implications as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I mean, you want it done as quickly as possible. From a radio perspective, we kind of like a little controversy in July. I'll tell you that much. It'll make some of those days go. We got to run so we can sort of get to you on time. I appreciate it. Craig, coming up in about 10 minutes or so from Command Land in Ashburn. Thank you, Craig.
You got it, Chris.
Appreciate it. That's Craig Hoffman. Craig Hoffman will, again, start in about 10 minutes or so. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll take a quick time out and come back and wrap it up with Dumb Dumb of the Day. Wait till you hear this one. Yes. We're taking to Clearwater, Florida. OZ Gentlemen's Club. A 21-year-old Saudi man called 911. That's right, 911. To complain that, hey, I paid $300 to be in a private room in a strip club and requested sex from a staff member, and they denied said acts, according to the police report. Yep, this happened at 1 a.m. Sunday, again, at the OZ Gentlemen's Club. The Saudi man, again, 21, said that the club security took $300 away. He was still online when the cops made contact with the man. And he told the deputy, again, that he paid $300 for at the location for sex, however, did not receive said services. So he decided to call 911 to try and get his money back, not realizing that that's illegal. He was intoxicated, smelled of booze, and was slurring his words when questioned by police. And then he was arrested, not for trying to solicit a dancer, but for the misuse of the 911 system, a misdemeanor, and he was booked into county jail. What a dum-dum. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Craig Hoffman, who you just heard, who's coming up next from Ashburn. See you tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Y'all, meaning the Bengals front office, have never done before, but in y'all.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.